We welcome you to Grace Bible Church on this Christmas Eve, and we wish all of you a Merry Christmas. We look forward to the celebration of our Lord's coming tomorrow, and we're going to honor Him today through the Word of God. In Luke chapter 1, we have the account recorded there of the angel appearing to Mary. And the angel said unto her in verse 30 of Luke 1, "Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David." Now this is so important in what the angel's testimony is saying. He's confirming the covenants in the statement that's made to Mary. This is Jesus. He's the promised Messiah. This is the one who will fulfill every aspect of the covenant, of the Abrahamic covenant and David's covenant, the promise of a king on the throne. Verse 33, "And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man?" Human response to this. And then you have a supernatural response. "The angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God." You know, there are so many tidbits of wonderful truths that are found in the statements that are made by the angel. But all of those things were adding up to one thing, and that was the appearance of the Son of God here upon this earth. God's answer to the curse. Folks, I don't know, as we think about Christmas, so many things have been substituted for the meaning of Christmas, and we say Jesus is the reason of the season, but usually Jesus is but an afterthought. We're just getting what we can get at this time of the year, and that is so sad to sink to that level, knowing that as this angel spoke to Mary, he was reminding her of all the promises of the past that would be fulfilled in the present and in the future by this child, the Son of God, come to earth. What a gift! It was a gift of grace. It was a gift of mercy. It was a gift of peace that passeth all understanding. You can go down the list of all the wonderful things that Jesus Christ is and what He has provided to us. We're all wrapped up in these words, Jesus, wrapped up in the name Son of God. All of this was given in one powerful statement from an angel, a messenger from God to Mary, to answer some questions that she would have, but also to remind her that she was the one that would bring forth a son who would be the Savior of the world. This morning we've gathered together to honor our Lord and to sing praises to His glorious name. And I hope that your heart will be blessed and challenged today as we seek to honor Him.